Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. A lot of people thinking about Tom Hass and his family, including head coach Coley Walter, who worked for 10 years with Coach Hassan at Aledo. I know you're not the only one, Coach. There's a lot of people sending good vibes to that family, but I know your thoughts lean heavily toward them after the accident on Friday, that's for sure, like a lot of people in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. A very scary situation when I heard from Katie, and certainly my concern was great for his health. But to your point, there's so many people out there that have concern for him right now, or are wanting him to get better soon, and it just shows the type of impact that he's made on, you know, so many people throughout the state.
I know we talked to him a little over a month ago when you were inducted into the Illinois High School Football Coaches Association Hall of Fame, and he shared a lot of great stories with me off the air about kind of your relationship. So here's an opportunity for the people to have good thoughts about Tom Hassan. Give us a really good story between Hassan and Welter. It can't be the Westville story because he already told me that one off the air. Anyway, and the great thing that Devin said at McDonald's to the Westville people about what Tom thought about the Aledo Green Dragon chances on that day. I think Devin said, well, didn't Dad say, Dad thinks we're going to kill them. But anyway, give me a Welter Hassan story from back in the day.
That certainly happened a lot. In fact, I was at Logan Willett's wedding Saturday, and so we got to talk to a bunch of people that and shared some Coach Hassan stories. And, of course, you know, that certainly he was always – and I always appreciate that, as much as he didn't realize it. You know, I was always worried and nervous about every team we played, and he had that kind of, you know, more realistic approach to things that even though at times I bristled at it because I didn't want to ever overlook people, it did help me relax a little bit. But, yeah, I think what people don't understand is, I think the world of him. He's one of my best friends of all time. Will always be. I consider him family. But we did have our times where, you know, on the sideline, we would have our little arguments or whatever. But a lot of times it was over the headphones when no one knew it was going on. And whenever if we had any issues, whatever, it was always resolved afterwards. But one of the things that just speaks to his respect, I think, that the kids have for him is one time in practice, he just unloaded on Brian Greer. And Brian Greer was a 3-year starter for us, a great kid, and coach, whatever, I don't remember what Brian did, but coach just unloaded on him like both of us had would do once in a while. And Brian just took it, listened to him, accepted it, and then when practice was over, Brian went into Coach Hassan and said, Coach, the reason I did this was this and that and the other. He had an absolutely reasonable excuse for what happened, but was not going to say anything to Coach Hassan that time because he had great respect for him. And then Coach Hassan's credit, Coach Hassan then told him, well, I appreciate that, and, you know, I apologize for not seeing that, I appreciate the way you handled it. And to me, that just showed the respect that the kids have for him, that even if Coach was wrong, which he wasn't very often, but even if he was wrong, they weren't going to challenge him in any kind of disrespectful way. And that's just, again, the kind of impact he's had, you know, at Aledo for sure, and everywhere he's been, really, to be honest with you.
And that's an interesting point, because when you talk about coaching, it's one thing to be animated and emotional and yell or scream, but it's another thing when you can do all those and still coach. If you understand what I'm meaning. I mean, he did that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, he did. And we talk about, you and I have talked about it, the importance of establishing relationships, which allows you a certain latitude when it comes to getting on kids. And he did. He was able to demand excellence from the kids. He was able to get on them at the same time, correct them technique-wise, teach them, coach them. Get the message across, I guess, is what you would say, despite the way it was broached, so to speak.
Well, and as we wrap up here, we all know the importance of medical professionals and healthcare and doctors and the skilled care you need and to recover. And I know Coach Hassan is getting that at University Hospitals in Iowa City right now, but it's a completely another thing, the mentality of support, love, prayer, positive vibes, mojo, whatever you want to call it. That's the other thing, and there's power in that. I mean, you need them both. You need the skilled care, as we say, but you need the other stuff. And I think the Hassans are fueling that, and that helps with recovery too, I think, doesn't it?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of studies done on just positive thinking and support and whatnot. And, you know, he's got a great family. Katie, a top-notch individual. Devin, you know, just graduated from college. I mean, he's got a great family, not to mention just those two, but his parents, his in-laws, his brothers, all that. But then on top of that, again, all the people that he's impacted, he's got a lot of people praying for him right now and caring about him. And I do think, I would like to think that would help him in his recovery.
All right. Coach Welter, thank you for your time.
No, anytime, Jim. Good talking to you.
Yeah, always great to talk about Tom Hassan is on the road to recovery, hopefully, at University Hospitals over in Iowa City.